possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
As Kevin said, it shows our faith in him. Ryan would be the first person to tell you we don't have the results yet. But you can see him putting the building blocks together. His leadership is sound. He's a great listener. He's a great leader. And we think he's a great talent evaluator. And we think that his partnership with Ben is going to bring Bears fans the winner they deserve.
That's Bears chair George McCaskey talking about Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, who was a guest on the Molly and Haw show today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And this hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It is the Rahimi and Harris show on The Score with me, Mark Rohde, filling in for Layla Rahimi, who will be back in this chair on Monday. Shout out to Lails. Are you okay, Marshall? Hey, Marshall, this is the most ridiculous day of the show so far. Marshall before was literally looking over his shoulder to speak to me in that first segment because he's got his legs up because the guy is playing hurt. Now he's facing me with his feet in my face.
And that's maybe why I said the wrong name. I said Justin Verlander. It's definitely Max Scherzer that's pitching against the Cubs and Matthew Boyd today.
Text line has corrected.
Also, his feet are in a swivel chair, so his leg hurts. So if that chair goes sliding, we may also see Marshall go sliding.
No, I'm fine. Listen, I'm fine. I don't know if the Bears are fine, but we're going to find out together. We're going to hold hands. We're going to get through this. And that conversation he had with Ruthie Polinsky and Mr. Mulligan, that was interesting.
It was. Shout out, too, by the way, to our producers today, Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano. Marshall playing hurt today, so we seriously thank you for that. I love, too, that it's the most wonderful time of the year. My favorite Chicago event by far, I think, is the air show. I just love the power and the speed and everything about it.
You had me right there because I thought you were going to say your favorite event of the year is preseason game number 2.
Well, but that's pretty damn close. It's pretty close. I've got my seat reserved in that press box for Sunday night. Don't get it wrong. And Robbie over here, I love it because we all go through this like it's the, oh, God, the planes. And it sounds devastating. Robbie had never heard the rehearsal.
I'm literally so afraid. I'm like, we're under attack. This nation is done.
I got to say, like, there were some unsettling seasons for the show, just post 9/11 and just the world in which we live. It is a menacing sound with those planes sifting and whizzing through the buildings.
It takes about 24 hours to get used to every year when it happens. Because I'm like, what was that? Oh, that's right. That's this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is absolutely the truth. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let me set this up, Marshall, because one thing that came out of practice yesterday for the Bears, I just want to read it right off my chart here.
I see the chart.
You see the chart? This is why I have the chart, just a reference point thing, and to make sure that I have it accurate. What I saw was, or heard was, I think from Chris Emma on The Score, is that Braxton Jones and Theo Benedet rotated first team left tackle, and then I'm pretty sure that I heard Ozzie Trapillo was playing right tackle, second team right tackle, to make that distinction perfectly clear. And then, Karama Amagaji, healthy, not really in the picture at that point. Maybe he was doing a third string thing, but it's very interesting, the little concoction that we've suddenly gotten in the left tackle battle or right tackle.
We were told it was going to be a three-person battle. It may still very well be a three-person battle, but Kieran Amagaji might be out. Theo Benedet might be in. And then again, it could be a two-person battle because it might just be a 2024 undrafted rookie going up against now a guy in Braxton Jones who has all the experience. And Ozzie Trapillo, the message I heard yesterday is he's going to be our swing tackle. Is that not the message that this sends?
That because Trapillo's working out at right tackle.
Right, he's going to be the swing guy.
It would make sense. I mean, obviously, that's the position at which he played most comfortably in college. Talking about Ozzie Trapillo, did not have a ton of experience at left tackle, so that makes the most sense. And it's always why, from the beginning, anybody who asked me, Grody, who do you predict is going to be the left tackle, I've said Braxton Jones, just because I don't think it is realistic to play catch-up that fast at the NFL level in this year, which I think is so important for Caleb Williams and the offensive line, that they thrive and that Ben Johnson can do what he needs to do on that offensive line.
Yeah, not a rebuilding year. If this was a couple of years ago, you might feel differently. I think Trapillo is quite comfortable on the left side. You got to remember, back at Boston College, he volunteered to play the other side. He was originally going to be a left tackle, but he volunteered to play the right side so that his teammate, who was more comfortable at left tackle, could stay on the left side. Team
big
player.
Mistake, Ozzie. Big mistake.
Well, clearly, it's affecting him a little bit here, but I think he is still the left tackle of the future. Unless it's Theo Benedet.
Oh, man. So let's get to that. Let's get to that. And then we'll react to this. And I have an overall opinion, too, on this whole competition from beginning until now. But as you said, Marshall Harris, and this is the Raheemy and Harris Show, I'm Mark Grody. Ryan Poles on with the Mully and Haw Show. Ruthie Polinsky filling in today. And Ryan Poles was asked, are we serious? I think they phrased it as, is the Theo Benedet thing for real?
Still ongoing, and as a staff, I think, you know, Dan Rochard spoke recently, but you know, we're looking for someone to take that position and go out there and play free and get after it. And Theo's earned that. He has excelled since this year, just seeing the growth physically and performance wise. So he's earned really the right to get into that competition. So we're excited to see him get more and more reps at the left spot. And he's shown that he can play a little bit of right, and he's shown he can play guard, which just brings tremendous value. And then Ozzie, we got to also look forward to, you know, the season two. So, you know, wherever this lands, you know, you got to show some versatility to be active on game day and to help us. And I haven't done the study. I'm sure not historically, but over the last few years, we had to be at the very top of the league in terms of the amount of different O-line combinations. I hope that slows down, but we got that we have everyone ready to go, and they can play both sides in different positions. So really excited to see that play out here. You would hope that it starts to clear itself up here, I would say, over the next week or two.
Great stuff with Bears general manager Ryan Poles on the Mully and Haw Show this morning with Ruthie Polinsky. And you should listen to that entire interview, and you could do that on the Odyssey app if you would like to do that. First of all, my quick reactions to that, Marshall. First of all, good for Theo Benedet that he has forced his name into the picture. And obviously, it might be by default, but I'll give him a thumbs up for that. I heard what you were talking about. Ozzie Trapillo's got to be versatile at other positions because you don't know what's going to happen during the season. My overall on this, Marshall, though, is while it feels like it's all messed up. Right now, it almost feels like there should be somebody who has decisively moved ahead of the other. I like that it feels like an open competition. Maybe it's not where you want it to be, it doesn't feel like there's too much bias in who they want. They're really watching this in real time, sort of the way we are. So I appreciate that about. There might be a little bit of bias to Braxton Jones just because he's the incumbent, but I feel like they have been pretty honest about this, which usually in a football competition, they know who they want the starter to be. They know who, like, for example, a few years ago, when they drafted Tyreek Stevenson in the second round, you drafted Terrell Smith in the fifth round. They told us that was a competition. We all knew that it wasn't really a competition, that Tyreek Stevenson was going to get the gig. I really feel like this is an actual competition.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, the Terrell Smith thing, you just look back at last year and see how those snaps ended up being divvied up towards the end of the year and say, oh, I guess they are on more even footing than we thought. That was a fifth round pick in Smith, fifth round pick in Braxton Jones from 2022. Here's my issue. You said, good for Theo Benedict. What about bad for Braxton Jones?
Well, you could look at it that way as well.
And not just Braxton Jones. Where'd you say Kurt Amagaji was?
Yeah, where he was working on a field or something.
What round was he picked in?
Yeah, he was a third round
pick. What year was that?
That was last year.
So,
any more questions?
The same class as Theo Benedict. I do have a question.
Yeah, wow. But Marshall just did one of his bullet point question.
No, because here's my thing. Yeah. I'm good with the open competition thing, but I'm not listening to Ryan Poles on this. You know who I am listening to? Dan Rochard.
Oh, yeah?
Because everything I've heard from him has been pretty blunt, right? So let's listen to Dan Rochard on him on Braxton Jones.
Okay.
Because he did not quite do the things he needed to do in that Miami Dolphins game.
On the day off, he and I had a little communication, and I thought on Friday against Miami in the one-on-ones, and I'm not speaking out of side of my mouth here, I saw him set with balance, his hips were down, and he used his length, and I saw a player that we can win with. When I watched him Sunday, as I told him, I said, you reverted back to whatever this is for you, but that's not acceptable. And so every day we have to go in and we'll have a standard, we'll maintain that standard or hold those guys to that standard, because what he does, or anybody that's playing the left tackle or any other position, impacts the entirety of our group.
You know what I heard there, Mark? I heard Braxton Jones was good in practice, but he was not good enough in real game time action. And because of that, that's what has allowed Theo Benedict to enter into this race at left tackle. And furthermore, when you hear what he has said about Theo Benedet, I'm going to read you a quote here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things to really like about Theo. He had probably as much improvement as any player we have in the group. With that, there's a lot of things for him to improve on, and he knows that, and we've got to work on it. He is working his tail off. He has put himself in a position to go compete for a job somewhere in this group. What I'm hearing here is kind of to what Ryan Poles told Mully and Ruthie. No one has gone out and grabbed this position by the horns and taken it. And because of that, well, everybody's going to get kind of an extended look, because you know where I stand on this. The offensive line needs to coalesce quickly and early. And we were told they were hoping to get it together early. It is getting later and later. I think by the time they're going into preseason game number 3, aka after tomorrow's joint practice and after Sunday's preseason game, they have to know who their starting offensive line group is before next Friday hits.
I'm pretty much with you on that. Like I said, I thought that it would be a little bit more organized right now, but that certainly isn't the case. But I do like the fact that it's an actual and open competition.
I want to tell people they can also listen for their chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to see Blink 182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more at Riot Fest on Friday, September 19th. You might also get a chance, if you're there, to see one Mark Grody, because he has secured the bag.
That's right.
Or at least the tickets.
Or the wristbands, whatever it is. I've never been to Riot Fest.
That surprises
which
me.
Which is crazy.
I feel like that's right up your alley.
It is, because, yeah, it's a little bit more classic. You know what I'm saying?
No FOMO for you this year.
No.
No JOMO either. I'll be enjoying the JOMO.
At least that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.